Good morning and welcome to the Karin Housley Show. I'm Karin Housley here with Julie Johnson. Hello, Julie.
Good morning, Karin.
Happy New Year.
Yes, Happy New Year. Although, I don't know, I don't like New Year.
Oh, I just hit my thing. You don't like New Year?
No, I got to take down my Christmas trees. It's kind of embarrassing to still be eating cookies for breakfast.
I had to throw mine out. I was just, do you see, I can barely fit into my jeans.
That's from the muffins you've been eating. I heard you've been having daily muffin dates at Perkins with one of our sellers.
I have. His name is Glenn. And 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, we are selling real estate back at KarinHousleyHomes.com. And we have a development over in Hudson, Cedar Woods. And it's like, the development has been listed for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
The land has been there. We've got 16 lots over there. All of a sudden, the month of December, 5 of them. Bing, bing, bing.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Crazy. So, yes, I get to go meet Glenn at Perkins in Hudson mm-hmm. at least twice a week.
I think you guys are dragging out all these negotiations just so you can see each other and have muffins.
He's so cute. He's so cute. Yes,
so
I buy
sweet.
The muffin one day. He buys the muffin the next day. We rotate between coffee and Diet Cokes depending the time mm-hmm. of day.
You probably think you're switching off, but Glenn is way more on top of things than you. He probably has you paying like 2 to 1.
He probably does.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what he did yesterday? He snuck up and he sat in a different booth. We always have like our same booth.
Mm-hmm.
And I walk in, went back to the booth, and I'm like, yes, I beat Glenn here. All of a sudden he comes running around the corner. Karin, I'm over here. So Glenn, he's tricky. He's the cutest. He just doesn't like, to go over anything on the phone or anything via email.
He's old school. That's all right.
We sit down and we go over every page, every line of every contract.
That's uh-huh. okay. There's only 16 lots.
I know. I just showed you the email. He said, we got to have them all gone by May. He said, let's have them all gone by May. So
okay.
If you're looking to build, that we have some great deals. Over in Cedar Woods, go to KarinHousleyHomes.com and mm-hmm. great, great deals.
It's beautiful. It used to be a tree farm.
Yes.
So there's beautiful mature trees out there, and that's why the street is called Autumn Blaze Trail, because that's a type of maple tree.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
You knew that.
Yeah.
And we have a home over there for sale, too, that's absolutely beautiful, which is at a bargain price right now.
Yeah.
So come and look at that. Give us a call at 651-430-0400, and we will show you, we can show you the world.
We can. Mm-hmm. Well, as long as it's in Minnesota or Wisconsin.
Well, I'll get my license anywhere.
You will?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah, because I was sitting here, I thought, what am I going to ask Julie this morning? And I thought, well, what I'm going to ask her, what her highlights were of 2011, personal. Just go, like, one or two.
Hmm.
Come on.
None? It was a steady year.
I was thinking, I'm driving up here going, what were my highlights? And the first two that popped into my head were the Ames, Iowa trip that you and I took.
Oh, that was fun.
And
yep.
the Las Vegas trip that I took with my family, the whole mm-hmm. family. And then one more, Slovakia. And then I mm-hmm. thought, okay, all three of those were trips.
Right.
And all three of them were something I'd never done before. So I decided for 2012... that's what I need to do. Not the trip part, but I will. I'll go get my license anywhere to sell
just
property.
Just to get
anywhere.
The heck out of here for a just, few days.
Mm-hmm.
It is good to get away. You're right. I had a good trip to see my parents
yeah.
for my birthday. And that was in May. And on my actual birthday, I was in La Crosse, Wisconsin for the Wisconsin Cheesemakers show.
I don't know if that would make my top two highlights.
I was. They do it every year. In fact, I was scheming this week thinking, okay, now who am I going to hint to that I want to be invited again?
Hey, you.
Yeah.
Oh, that's too funny. That was
yeah,
one of
that's
your...
that's me.
So that's what I think... that's going to be... I'm not having New Year's resolutions because...
me neither.
Those are dumb.
They're dumb, and all they do is just disappoint me. Because it's
yeah.
always the same one, you know?
Yeah.
I'm going to save money and lose weight and
yep,
keep my house cleaner.
More, yeah.
And I never do.
No, me either. Me either. So I decided I'm going to have 2012 goals. And I thought if those were my highlights of 2011, I'm going to have those goals to do something once a month that I've never done before that will be my highlights. So I'm going to have 12 highlights.
Oh, my gosh.
When we come back in 2013. I know.
Well, I look forward to it. We'll have to devote a whole show to it.
Okay. What, do you have goals for 2012? I guess I'm going to have to ask that next week, give you time to think about it.
No, I mean, you know, there's always so much to get done. You know, as your kids get older, though, too, I guess my only goal is just to keep my family tight as much
yeah.
as possible. As the kids grow up and they start to do their own things.
I know, it's sad, isn't
mm-hmm.
it?
Yeah. So that, and finding a place for our youngest to go to college, that's a big goal for the year. And finally decorating my house, because I think I am stuck here a little longer than I wanted to be. Oh. So, yeah, you know, just that kind of stuff. Nothing big.
I think we're going to have to write these down.
I know. And you know, I'm kind of, it's like reverse psychology on myself, which I don't know how that works, because I know I'm doing it. But I'm thinking, if I don't have a goal to lose weight, I'm just going to magically lose the weight.
There you go.
See?
I set my clock 10 minutes fast, and I'm always still not on time. So that should work for you.
We aren't fooling ourselves, are we?
No, we're not, but it's fun to talk about.
Yeah.
It takes up an hour every Saturday morning.
Right. That's right. And I think we are on the verge of taking our real estate business to the next level. I feel it.
We have. I can't even believe how, well, I tweeted out yesterday, if anybody could see the bags under my eyes. And my daughter had to tweet back and said, maybe you shouldn't be playing dice as late as you are with Diane. But that's kind of my wind down playing dice.
Yeah, we have to let off steam.
Have to let off steam in my own. It's just very funny. But we have had an amazing year in real estate.
We've had an amazing year. And I'm pulling together some of the stats, because I started to look at the numbers thinking, what is it, just me? Am I getting old and lazy? Or are we really busy? No, we're really busy.
We really are,
yes,
aren't we?
Yes, yes. It's great.
Well, you just keep holding down the fork back there at KarenHousleyHomes.com, and I'll just keep making big moments in my year around
that
the,
sounds good.
Around the world. We have a big show today. We have my crush.
Julio. Yeah, Julio. I saw you hitting him up on Facebook.
You did? Yeah,
yes.
yeah. Julio Ojeda is a part of the tech writer for the St. Paul Pioneer Press, and he has his own blog, OjezaApp.com. He is going to be on to talk about his 2011 aha moments, epiphanies. He didn't say aha moments. I'll talk about that in a second. Also, we're going to have Jake Ingebrigtsen. He found the Pioneer Press treasure hunt medallion.
Oh, that's coming up, isn't it?
It's coming up at the end of January, but I wanted to have him on because he cracks me up. He found it twice with his buddy Rob, and I want to know, like, what different strategies they're going to have this time without snow. Like,
yeah.
And what's he doing to prep? Like, is he lifting weights, or is he doing, like...
some cardio.
Yeah, some word jumbles or something.
Sharpening up his shovels.
Yeah. I'm wondering what he's doing to prep. And then also, if this is kind of a Pioneer Press day. This is a Pioneer Press day. I didn't realize it till all of our guests came together. Because you do know, although I'm a little upset with the Pioneer Press, 3 days this week they missed my paper.
Oh, my gosh.
I've even called them all 3 days, and they still can't get it right.
And they don't care. They'll just put it onto the end of your subscription.
That's just what they did, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I get the Sunday only, and they don't know how important it is when I don't get my paper. I am short coupons.
Yeah, you're especially on your Sunday. That's right.
Yeah, no, there's no tearful apology. They just go, okay.
I was quite upset, and I still am, because I had to go buy one. But Kathy Jenkins, the food writer, she listed... the top 10 best dishes in 2011, in her opinion. And number one was the sizzling rice soup right here at Shanghai Bistro in Stillwater.
You caught my attention.
Yeah. Food. Shanghai rice soup, or the sizzling rice soup at Shanghai Bistro. I got to tell you, I just ran out on Thursday to go taste it.
You did?
I didn't love it. I like spicier than that. So now I know Kathy Jenkins and I have different palates.
Because Kathy Jenkins doesn't stay up late playing dice and...
Yes, that's right.
With Diane and Killing Taste.
Kathy Jenkins, she probably goes to bed right after her dessert at one of those fancy pants places.
Yeah.
And where we do have the same taste is number 10 on her 10 best dishes in 2011 is the banana flip cupcake at Sweet Baby Cakes in South St. Paul.
Oh, wow.
And remember we had Donna and Lisa on? Well, we're going to have Lisa, co-owner of Sweet Baby Cakes in South St. Paul, on today to talk about their business, how far they've come, what their favorite cupcakes are. What didn't we like that bacon one or something?
That was interesting. Yeah,
yeah.
It was good.
I haven't yet been in the South St. Paul store, but I will, because you know, shout out. Where's the bell? There we go.
Are we still shouting out South St. Paul?
We're going to shout out SSP all of 2012.
Oh, boy.
All of 2012. And then at the end of the show, we are going to have Missy Germain from Bitten and Bound on to talk about the 2011 big stories.
Okay.
And she put on her, go to bittenandbound.com, and she has got the greatest video of the two stars from 500 Days of Summer, Zoe somebody, and that co-star, cute kid. Well, it is the coolest video ever, and I'm going to play it. It's on my Facebook page, but I'm going to play the audio because they sing What Are You Doing New Year's Eve?
Oh, is that Zooey Deschanel?
Yeah, how'd you know that name?
Because I know she can sing. Oh my gosh,
she was in Elf, the best movie ever.
Really?
Elf is the best movie ever.
She can sing. I liked her better than Norah Jones. Mm-hmm. Oh, our producer's chiming in. Mm-hmm. It's like Gelman or something. Morgan Mary Davis is chiming in from the back. Just came out, of course, in Julio's column in the Pioneer Press. The Michigan's Lake Superior State University. Once a year, they come out with their annual list of overused words and phrases that should be banned from our list of words.
Mm-hmm.
They just came out with it. Of course, it was Julio's column. And this year, Occupy, Ginormous, Man Cave, and the New Normal. A dozen year words made the
New Normal?
The New Normal. I always say, I thought it would be something like Wednesday is the new Friday or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, but maybe that was 2008 or something.
I think so.
The New Normal. And another one was, amazing. The word amazing is the most overused word. 1,500 nominations the word amazing got.
Why? Maybe things are amazing. I think that's just pessimistic people don't like it.
They even have a Facebook page for overuse of the word amazing. Hmm. There's a page just for that, and somebody posted on there, the word has been overused to describe things only slightly better than mundane.
Hmm. It's in the eye of the beholder.
I hate that word amazing.
I think revenue is the most overused word.
Oh, because you just want to say tax?
Exactly. Exact. The media that I listen to, they overuse revenue. It's like, you're not fooling me, people. It's taxes. It's time to file your 1040 revenue form. No, it's a tax.
They should have that at the end of every article. There should be the asterisk so you can substitute the word tax for revenue in the article.
Exactly. Or just put a blank there, like Mad Libs. And
wouldn't that be funny?
You know, llama in there or something ridiculous, because that's how dumb it is.
Your 2011 llama.
Makes me mad.
Some people posted on my Facebook page, so a sentence like, I plan to occupy my ginormous man cave later today would be really frowned upon. Or my good friend Leanne Overman, mm-hmm. You know Leanne, who, you know what happened to Leanne?
No.
Sad. She, her husband gave her for her birthday a Zamboni ride for the Wild game on December 26th.
Yeah.
She went to the game. She missed her friend's wedding to go to the game, and the Wild never came and got her out of her seat. Yep. And I was watching the game on TV,
and I saw
two different people, and I was like tweeting her, Leanne, where are you? So, one of the disappointing moments of my 2011 is Leanne didn't get her ride yet.
That's terrible. Now she's got to buy tickets and park and drive and go to another game and have a $12 hot dog.
Yeah.
She should occupy the Wild.
She should occupy the Wild. She posted on my Facebook page. Karen, I want to thank you in advance. That seems to be the new normal these days. You are just amazing. You occupy my news feeds most day, which is fun because you are such a ginormous radio personality here in the Valley. Keep up the good work on selling all of those man caves to all of those men and their women with the baby bumps. Oh, yeah, baby bump was another one.
Oh, I hate that phrase.
Baby bump was...
Yeah.
I know that it has been a shared sacrifice. That was another mm-hmm. one between you and your team. I hope that you continue to, and another one, win in the future.
Winning. Yep. That's so good. She's clever.
She was good. Shout out to Leanne Overman, and hope you get your ride in 2012. You know what? They've been doing this list since 1976. Some of them from last year were aha moment. Mm-hmm. So Julio was very careful not to use aha moment. He used epiphany instead. Viral, epic, fail, wow factor, and I'm just saying were from last year.
I know, Julio. I still like all those. I'm going to say whatever I want as long as it's not...
Amazing.
Saying revenue instead of taxes.
And in 1976, the first year that they put the list out, the most overused words were macho.
Oh.
And at this point in time. So that is what we have for the most overused words. When we come back, again, a big show.
Big show.
We have my boyfriend. I hope he doesn't hear that part. I hope he's not on hold. We have my boyfriend, Julio Ojeda Zapata from the Pioneer Press, talking about his 2011 tech-related epiphanies and a couple of tips going forward for 2012. So stay tuned. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Welcome back to the Karen Housley Show. I'm Karen Housley here with Julie Johnson. And Julie.
I know. You're so excited.
I am so excited because
One of the highlights of my 2011 is reading Julio Ojeda Zapata from the St. Paul Pioneer Press and many other blog places, reading his tech articles. He is the best tech writer in the country, and he graces us with his presence. How is this working?
That was good.
You think he'll go to lunch with me?
I think he will.
Okay, Julio, are you on the line?
I am, and I apologize for the background noise. I'm walking down downtown St. Paul here, and there's a little noise. I apologize.
That's okay, as long as you can keep up with me here.
Yep.
Okay, so 2011, you had some tech-related, I won't call them aha moments, because we know that's one of the banned 2010 words. You had some you haven't heard, but the first segment of the show, I did all of your banned words from 2011 that you posted in one of your blogs.
Oh, yeah.
What were your tech-related epiphanies for 2011? What were your exciting moments?
Well, one of them was, I've always been a desktop computer guy. I've never been comfortable working on laptops, and Apple's new MacBook Air laptop, which is a very nicely designed and very popular computer, kind of flipped a switch in my brain, and I had this moment where I realized, wow, this is really nice, and I can actually be productive on a laptop. I never felt that way before, and I think the MacBook Air is a well enough designed computer that I finally get it. You know, I have a MacBook Air on loan from Apple right now, and I have to give it back, and that's going to be a sad day because I'm so happy with this machine. It's the best computer I've ever used.
It's going to be a sad breakup, huh, Julio? Maybe we should start
a breakup.
We should start a Facebook page fund for you, huh?
Yeah. No, that's okay. And so I'm not alone in this. I mean, everybody, my Mac using friends who have bought MacBook Airs, they all say it's the best Mac they've ever owned. And it's the best laptop out there. Windows manufacturers are competing with the MacBook Air now. They're coming out with MacBook Air lookalikes called Ultrabooks.
Yeah,
which are very nice, but they're not quite. They haven't quite nailed it yet.
And now, social media. You wrote the book on Twitter, but now you've expanded your horizon. Tell us about your social media aha moments.
I've always hopscotched from social network to social network. I've always used them all because that's kind of my job, and I'm just kind of obsessed with it. But, you know, my personal preference has always been for Twitter. But with Facebook rolling out, you know, the ability to subscribe, you know, you don't have to be a friend anymore. You can just subscribe to people's feeds, and people can subscribe to your feeds in a Twitter-like fashion. And with Google Plus, Google's new social network going out of beta and being open to all comers, those two networks suddenly clicked with me. I'm using them a lot more than I did before. I'm getting a lot out of them because a lot of people are starting to follow me on them. And so at this point, I'm sort of beyond having Twitter as my preferred network, and now I regard these three networks as kind of my big three. I use them interchangeably. You know, Facebook still kind of annoys me, but I have a lot of friends on, you know, personal friends from my past and my present on Facebook, and I'm interacting with them a lot more because it's just a really good way to do that.
Now, picture sharing. I saw that was one of your epiphanies for 2011.
Yeah, the Instagram service, which is basically an app you put on an iPhone, you take pictures with them, you apply filters and effects, and share them with your friends. That's been very popular for a while, and, you know, for a long time I thought, oh, isn't that precious, isn't that cute? And I just I didn't really take it very seriously myself, but cause I'm not really much of a photographer, but I sort of dipped my toes in it and got really hooked. My use of it sort of fluctuates. I haven't used it a ton lately, but I sort of get it now because it's just a lot of fun.
I am cracking up right now because I sure would like to have a picture or a little video of you. It sounds like you're running through St. Paul.
No, I'm just kind of strolling casually towards the office here.
Cracking up.
If I sound out of breath, this is I'm recovering from a cold and I have a little trouble breathing.
Not that you're out of shape or anything, right, Julio?
Oh, no.
No, don't ruin my image of my boyfriend, of my newspaper boyfriend. Now, web apps and the cloud.
the whole cloud thing is something that I've been kind of obsessed with for a long time because I like to work. I've told you this before. I like to be in a situation where I can literally toss my computer out the window and get back to work on any other computer because all my information is stored online.
Mm-hmm.
And that has been kind of an obsession with me, but there have been a lot of gaps, a lot of holes, a lot of services that don't really work very well in a web environment compared to desktop applications. And that's changing very rapidly. And, you know, one example I gave in my column is TweetDeck. TweetDeck is a social media application owned by Twitter that lets you access your Twitter feeds, your Facebook feeds, and so forth. And they released a new version that works as an app you can download, or you can just pull it up in your browser. But regardless of how you access it, it looks and behaves exactly the same way. So the lines between desktop applications and web applications is blurring to the point where you can't really tell which is which anymore. And TweetDeck is very good, very flexible, powerful.
When I download the apps and they're so similar to what the desktop version is, it kind of freaks me out because it's two different platforms. And I'm thinking, who are the geniuses who have to work so fast behind the scenes to make sure everything runs seamlessly on all these different platforms, from Safari to Google Chrome to Androids to iPhones, iPads? It's like, that's got to be a lot of tech writing.
TweetDeck is a good example because you can use it on your Mac, use it on your Windows computer, use it on a Chromebook, which is a kind of a laptop that uses Google's web-based operating system. And no matter what machine you're on, it looks and behaves exactly the same way. So we're rapidly arriving at a time when your computing experience will be identical regardless of the kind of computer you're on. We're almost there. We're just a year or two away from that, I think.
Well, you're almost in your desk at your office, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm standing in my lobby. You could probably tell the background sound.
Not at all. okay, so and then you had one other column that came out going forward in 2012, how to protect your new devices that you got on Christmas Day.
Yeah, I'm a little alarmed when I see people using iPads and phones without cases. I highly recommend they go out and buy cases. And if you're packing an iPad or an iPhone, my favorite brand for that is Incase, Incase. Highly recommend you check that out because even, you know, these devices are pretty durable these days. The screens are made of glass and the backs are often metal. But over time, you're going to scratch them. Inevitably, you're going to get scratches on them if you don't put them in cases. Mm-hmm. So I recommend that people sort of pause their Angry Bird sessions on their shiny new Christmas devices and go out and get a case. I think it's really important. The iPhone especially, because if you drop that sucker, it's glass on the front and the back. If you drop it, it is a very high probability you're going to shatter it.
I'm interested to see what was the most purchased device this year for Christmas, because everybody I talked to, and I see you had in your column too, the Kindle Fire. I think everybody I know got a Kindle Fire, except you.
The Kindle Fire is a breakthrough device because it's the first tablet. It does three things. A, it's a lot cheaper than the iPad. B, it's a brand name device with an interface that's very well designed and easy to use. And C, it gives you easy access to all the content, you know, you want, your movies, your music, your books, mm-hmm. Your TV shows. You know, all of that is at your fingertips because Amazon already has this menu of content up in the cloud. And there's a high probability you already own a lot of Amazon stuff even before you bought the Fire. And all of that is, it's just a tap away once you fire up the device.
And now, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, fire up the device.
Oh,
that was good.
He's, you know,
now he's making jokes.
That's why he's my newspaper boy.
He's funny and smart, just like Karin.
And in shape.
That's right.
No, not in shape at all.
One of the problems that I always have, and I'm glad you brought this up in your column, was keeping your device charged. I'm always losing my... I'm always dead.
This is something most people don't do, but I recommend that they just bite the bullet and do it. Just figure out what kind of charging cable your device needs and then buy three of them. One for your home, one for your office, and one for your car.
Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. and then for each of those three locations by a charger, you know, at your office or your home, just by a charger that plugs into the wall. And for your car, buy one of those chargers that that inserts into the little accessory or cigarette lighter port and turns it into a USB port. Mm-hmm. For a lot of those, it's basically, you get a USB charging port in your car if you don't already have one. And then when you're sitting at your desk at work, when you're at home, you know, before you go to bed, or when you're driving in your car, just get into the habit of plugging your device in. And if you just get into that habit, you'll never worry about running out of power again. That's what I do. Some of the new devices out there, like the new Galaxy Nexus Android phone from Verizon, has the worst battery life you can possibly imagine. I mean, it's just awful. And so if you don't like take precautions to make sure your device is charged, you're going to have a problem.
One last thing here, and this is interesting that you researched it, because I've always wanted to do this, but I'm afraid I'm going to get a ticket or something. To car mount your device, taking your shiny new phone and mounting it in the car, what's the best options for that?
Yeah, as I said in my call, ProClip USA is my favorite because ProClip has gone to a lot of effort to study the interiors of various car models and makes in years and create mounts that are specifically designed for your kind of car. For instance, I have a Mazda 5, so I can go on ProClip USA and say I have a 2010 Mazda 5. What are my options? And then it'll spit out, you know, one or two or three different mounting options. And then I also tell it what kind of device I have. And I have an iPhone, so I want to put an iPhone in a Mazda 5, and then it will respond, okay, here are the mounts that we designed specifically for that. So that is much better than the generic mounting options that are out there. So I'm a big believer in ProClip USA. So if you stick a ProClip mount in your car, do the charging thing that I talk about. Just get into the habit. You get into your car, drop your device into the mount, plug the charging cable in. If you need to directions, you know, fire up the GPS app, and you're rocking. It's absolutely wonderful.
Julio Ojeda Zapata, I have a feeling you don't drive your Mazda around very much after you get... I'm thinking you live pretty darn close to work.
I either take the bus, which is what I did today, or my wife drops me off. Yeah, I don't do a ton of driving. The car is usually my wife's.
My boyfriend's given me inside info.
Yeah.
Thank you, Julio. Now I know. Thank you so much for joining us. Where can people find you? What's the best way?
OJEZAP.com is my homepage, and from there you can go to all my, you know, various things.
Thank you so much, Julio. We will do lunch soon. Darn it, it's been like 8 years, and we've just had this radio relationship.
Yeah, I'd love to get together for lunch.
Okay.
Do you like Puerto Rican food? There's a great Puerto Rican restaurant here in town.
I will like any place you take me, Julio. Thank you so much. Well, happy New Year.
Yeah, you too.
All right, see you later. Bye-bye.